So now I'm just gonna tell you a story that I wrote recently. It's so quiet. So quiet that you hear a pin drop. Make it quieter, one voice says. No, louder, says another. Do something, says one more. The boy sits in his small corner, covered by darkness, enjoying its embrace. His hands fumble about as he contemplates his situation. There's a door at the end of the room. Should he open it? To do so would be to get rid of the darkness, to get rid of the thing that grants him all the quiet, all the peace, all the inactivity. This way, he doesn't have to face what's outside. This way, he can stay huddled in that corner with nothing but himself, the voices, and his thoughts. Outside is danger, uncertainty, and noise. He knows this. He knows what lies outside. You're good enough for the outsides, says one strange voice. This voice is new. The boy hasn't heard it before. You're more than good enough. In fact, I want to show you how good you'd be. You have to go outside. Switch on the light. You'd do great. You'd do so great. It wants a decision. They all want something. I'm so happy here, the boy says. Then stay, says one voice. No. You must break the silence, says a second. Yes, open the door. Go outside. No, yes, no, yes, no, yes. The voices argue over these two simple choices. Should he leave the room or not? It's okay to be scared. Stay in here where you're safe. Yes, we'll protect you. Yes, you're not strong enough for what's outside. Stay here where you can be with us. Stay. Don't move. Stay. Don't move. You're too weak. Don't move. Stay. No! The boy jumps at the booming loudness of this voice. It's the same particularly strange voice that had spoken earlier. Stop listening to the others. Listen to me. I know who you are. I know what you can do. I know that when you go outside, everyone will be amazed by you. Stop hiding in here. This place does nothing for you. The boy looks around the dark, empty room. There's only the four walls and the door. That's all there is to it besides himself. Now he's wondering if he should leave or not. He wonders if he wants to face anything. It's all so quiet in this room. Nothing bothers him. Nothing frightens him. Why should he leave? Because here you are nothing. Here you are motionless and quiet. Here all that you are is hidden. For what? Why do you hide? Why do you keep yourself from the world when you know that everything you are is spectacular? It's injustice. It's unfair. I want to see you grow. I want to see you free. The boy is shocked by these words. What is he talking about? I'm spectacular. Doesn't make sense. I've never been spectacular. How can I be so now? How can I be what he says I am? I just don't see it. Then try find out. Please try find out that what I say is true. Find out what really resides in you. Find out that you are far from being small. You are great. I've been here for so long, the boy thinks. Maybe it's time I step out. He gets up slowly and stretches his legs. He's never actually attempted opening the door before. He takes one uncertain step and already considers dashing back to his corner. No, just keep going, the voice says. The boy swallows hard and takes another step. The sound of his feet stepping on the ground seems so loud in the silence. He takes one step, two, three, each following one seeming to get louder as he progresses. Don't stop, the voice says. The boy keeps moving unsteadily and slowly in the dark. The dark. It's such a curious place. It hides everything. Nothing can be seen within it. In it, Nothing has color, nothing has appearance, and nothing can be seen. It's just a lack. Darkness is lack. When something stays in it, the very best features of it disappear until they're exposed to the light again. If you stay in darkness, you'll never know who you are. This rings true in the boy's ears. He doesn't know much about himself. He doesn't know what resides in him. How will he ever know if he stays in here? He must leave, he decides. He reaches the door and places his hand on the cold handle. Be ready for the world, he tells himself. No. Let it be ready for you. With one twist and pull of his hand, the door opens. Light rushes in. He steps outside. That is...